George Washington is the father of the nation, but it's this man's name that is on the National Historic Site where Washington once lived and worked. The story of that historic home and the renter who became famous is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1775, this home was vacated by an English loyalist and commandeered as the headquarters of General George Washington. One of Washington's generals eventually bought the home and began to rent rooms. One of those renters gives this home the title it has today.
In 1837, Henry Longfellow, newly appointed professor of modern languages at Harvard, came to look at the property to see if he could rent a couple of rooms from Widow Craigie. She did allow him to rent the rooms that Washington had occupied as his private rooms.
Nancy Jones shares the story from the Longfellow National Historic Site.
His first volume of poetry was published in 1839, which was 2 years after he came to live at this house. He was working at Harvard at the time. He taught at Harvard for a total of 18 years, and also was writing and publishing his poetry.
Longfellow rented a room here for 4 years and then purchased the property. He eventually left his post at Harvard as the fame of his writing grew.
He wrote poems that talked about the weather. He wrote Paul Revere's Ride, of course, which alludes to our history. He wrote poems about the Native Americans, or specifically Hiawatha. His poems were accessible and understandable.
Longfellow's family owned the property until 1972, when it was given as a gift to the people of the United States.
It was a wonderful gift, a real tribute to the generosity of the family, and the fact that they appreciated not only their ancestor, Henry Longfellow, but they understood the significance of the house as General Washington's first major headquarters.
Today, the home is Longfellow National Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.